The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, you certainly hustled Betsy off to bed in a hurry tonight.
Well, I thought I'd better so she could keep warm. This garage is just freezing. It's no wonder I can't get rid of my cold. Really, I run around all day bundled up in so many sweaters I can hardly move.
Yeah, well, what is it, November 10th today?
I don't know. Lost track of time. Feel as though we'd lived in the garage forever.
Yeah, September 1st, remember? That's when Dibble said we'd get into the new house. Mm-hmm. Boy.
Seems to me that with the really cold weather coming, it'd be better for us to move right into the house.
They don't have the heating rigged up in there.
Well, it's in. Can't they hook it up or whatever they do?
I don't know. I'll speak to Dibble tomorrow. Of course, the painting and papering isn't done. Not very pleasant to have that going on in every room in the house while we're living there.
Well, it's better than staying in this garage, I think. Look here, what do you think about these colors? Now, I have to decide what color I want for the workspace in the kitchen. You know, the formica top?
Yeah.
Well, I should have decided it ages ago, and honestly, I just haven't been able to make up my mind. Look at the choice of colors.
Yeah, I don't like that mottle stuff at all.
Now, Myra says that doesn't show things as much as the plain colors.
It doesn't show as much because it doesn't look clean any time.
Now, Myra says she thinks it would be best, dear, with all the mixed up various colors, the dots this one, now.
No. I don't like that at all.
Now, Myra says that she
I wouldn't care what Myra says, for them sakes. It's our kitchen.
Well, Eleanor likes it, too.
Well, the heck with Eleanor and Myra, too. Let's have what we want. And I say a plain color. Plain color's always the best.
Well, what do you know about it? You don't work in the kitchen, dear. They do.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know. I've looked at so many colors and so many wallpaper samples, I don't know what I want. First, I thought I'd have an all-pink kitchen.
Pink?
Helen Houston has an all-pink kitchen, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Pink?
But on the other hand, it does seem to me you could get awfully tired of it.
Oh, seems to me kitchens ought to have as much white as possible. It looks a lot cleaner.
Well, then they look like an operating room. And you can get awfully tired of white, dear. After all, women spend a good part of their lives in the kitchen. The thing to do is to make it as attractive as possible. No, I don't want white.
No, I don't care for pink.
Not really pink, dear. It's an off pink. And yeah, I'm not sure about pink myself. I was also thinking of yellow. Sort of an off yellow.
Off yellow?
But this yellow for Mike, I think, is too yellow, don't you? And it doesn't go at all with the paper I picked for the kitchen.
Oh, what's the paper?
Well, I got a roll of it. I think it's over in the kitchen. I was going to get some Sun-Tex and hang up part of it and see how it looked, and I did. Well, now I don't know. It just doesn't look on the wall the way it looked on the sample.
Right,
I tried
to get
a
thing. Calm down.
Can I just
take it easy, will you?
Right,
I'll go with you and help you decide. Now take it easy.
Why give yourself a runaround when morning after morning on CBS Radio, our world news roundup bridges the Atlantic for you, hops the Pacific, and bypasses the Alps to put you in direct contact with the people and the places in the news. Whenever important developments are likely to take place, CBS newsmen are on the job. Tomorrow and every morning of the week, get the news at first hand. Join us on CBS Radio as most of these same stations bring you the world news roundup. Every evening on CBS Radio, follow history to its source on The World Tonight. If tonight's big story breaks in London, hear about it from a CBS newsman who's stationed in London. If things are popping in Tokyo, get the facts from our man there. And remember, along with the news, The World Tonight brings lively interviews with people making history. It offers many other interesting and informative features, too. Hear The World Tonight this evening.
Gosh, how much wallpaper did you buy?
Well, I bought four different rolls, and I can take them back if we don't like them. Well, two of them I'm definitely taking back. I mean, they just don't look right at all.
What, these two?
Yes, that one has fruits on it, oranges and grapes and bananas and peaches. I hung it up with thumbtacks. Just too much, you know.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Now, this one I thought might do. It's just green ivy leaves.
No. I don't think that's right for a kitchen.
Well, it is what she showed me for a kitchen.
Well, I don't like it. I mean, there's nothing to it. Just ivy leaves. Maybe for a powder room or something, but not a kitchen, no.
Well, here's the one that I like. Now, what do you think, dear? It's called Old Fashioned Kitchen. Now, I think it's rather a quaint pattern. It shows the old kitchen range and grandfather's cloth and the wood box, spice cabinets, the rocking chair by the fire, a little kitten playing with a ball of yarn. What do you think?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it goes with our colonial hall.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's hang it up again so you can get a better effect.
All right. Let's have a look at it. Where are the thumbtacks?
Right here. Now, be careful with it so I can take that roll back if we don't like it.
Uh-huh.
There's a step ladder one of the workmen left.
No, I don't need it. I can reach up far enough.
Yeah, here. Take the thumbtack
right,
here.
Yeah.
I'm in a state now, I just don't know what looks good and what doesn't. Need help?
Well, just hold the roll of paper now
while I
get the act up.
Yeah.
Don't tear
it. I won't.
Now roll it down carefully to the floor, see?
Yeah, all right. Get out of the way.
Yeah,
step
I'm
up.
Fine.
Yeah.
I got to hold it.
There. What do you think?
Is that all they had? Well, I just asked.
Is that all they had? I have looked at wallpapers until I am blue in the face.
All right. Look, I just asked.
Out of all of them, I finally decided this was the most suitable. And if you don't like it, then I've got to start all over again to find something for the kitchen. And I've still got every other room in the house
inside
of.
All right. I didn't like it. As a matter of fact, if you like it, then I say get it. It looks fine. It looks okay.
I don't want it to look just okay. I want it to be different and unusual and attractive.
Okay. I mean, it looks different and unusual and very attractive.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah, I really think so. Yeah, really. Let's settle on that.
Well, you're sure you like it?
I do, honey. It's fine. My gosh. You mean to tell me we got to go through this with every room in the house?
Yes, either paint or paper.
Oh, boy. There's more to building a house than just building a house, isn't there?
Well, I thought I knew exactly what I wanted, but now that I'm suddenly faced with so many decisions to make in so many rooms, I just feel sort of panicky, you know?
I sure do. Just trying to decide this has got me in a cold sweat. Well, cheer up. We'll make out all right somehow.
Yeah,
it'll be a very comfortable, homey kitchen.
Homely?
Homey, dear. Homey.
Oh,
H-O-M-E-Y.
I thought you said homely.
No. Homey.
Well, I don't think it will.
Boy.
Oh, honey, I love the fireplace at this end. On cold winter mornings, won't it be wonderful? We can build a fire and eat breakfast in front of it. I'm going to get an inexpensive round table, you know, and have a Lazy Susan on it.
One of those.
Mm-hmm. Things that turn around.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Lazy Susan.
Oh, the wonderful kitchen to work into. So convenient with all my workspace there. The refrigerator handy. The stove right there.
Yeah. Where's the freezer going?
Love the freezer. Let's see. Well, where is it going?
Golly, with all the built-in cupboards and shelves, I don't see any place for it at all.
Well, there must be.
Well?
As a matter of fact, that's what gave me the idea of building a house. Don't you remember? I was so sick and tired of running to the basement, to the freezer all the time, and I said, I can't wait until we have a house where the freezer is in the kitchen. So I'm always running up and down.
Well, I know, but I certainly don't know where it's going.
You don't suppose they've made another mistake?
Well, look around here. Now, I ask you, I don't see any place it could possibly go. Look, it's at least 60 inches long, I think. There's nothing here that indicates that...
Call Mr. Gribble.
No, I'll see him when he comes in the morning.
You call him tonight at once.
Well, all I can say is nothing was said to me about a freezer.
There must have been. Why, from the very beginning, Mr. Gribble, that was the one thing that I insisted on. Having a freezer in the kitchen.
Well, I don't know nothing about it.
Now, you look here, Mr. Dibble. My wife is absolutely right. I recall from the very beginning...
Well, now, there's no sense writing into me. I don't know nothing about it. Now, nothing was said to me about a freezer, and you can see for yourself, right here on the blueprints, there ain't nothing that indicates any freezer in the kitchen.
Well, I have got to have it in the kitchen. I was so tired in our old house of running up and down stairs to the basement. Now, you know I mentioned it to Mr. Rogers when he was designing the plan.
Well, I don't know what passed between you and Mr. Rogers, but nothing was said to me. All I know is I go by what the blueprints say.
Well, I'll go call Mr. Rogers.
Well, it won't do you no good.
Why not?
Well, because he ain't home.
Where is he?
Well, I saw in the paper today, if it was. Nope, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday's paper.
Yeah, well...
He's gone to some architect's convention in the East or the West. I don't know, I forget which.
Well, something has to be done.
That is right. You knew we had a deep freezer, Mr. Dibble. You must have seen it when we stored stuff in the garage
over here. I didn't notice. Anyhow, it ain't none of my doing where you folks plan to put things. Now, that's your business.
It does seem to me it's a little bit of your business, Mr. Dibble.
Yeah.
A freezer is hardly furniture. As a matter of fact, I recall saying to you only recently that I'd be glad when we moved in so I could keep things in the freezer again and not have to go running to the store so much. Don't you remember?
Yeah, but... Well, now, I want to say this. It ain't that I don't sympathize with your troubles. But I got troubles of my own. I'm here all day long working like a dog. And I don't like being called up night after night by you people driving all the way back out here to talk over something that usually ain't none of my doing anyway.
No, just a minute. You're the builder, aren't you?
That's right. I'm a builder. Not a prisoner nor a slave or nothing. Now, every week, three or four evenings, you folks will call me up. I have to drive out here over some little thing you want changed or aren't happy with. Things you could just as well tell me in the daytime when I'm out here.
Well, we feel, Mr. Devil.
Yeah, I know how you feel. You're just like everybody else who builds a house. You feel the builder sort of belongs to you. You can call him up any time, no matter what he's doing. He's just got to drop everything and come running.
Well, I certainly think that...
I tell you, I'd like you folks to remember that I'm a human being. I got a family and a home life of my own. Oh, I always got so every time the phone rings. My wife says, well, there's the pipers again. Wonder what they want now. And the missus don't like it. Now, tonight, we was having some folks in. The phone rings and you say, Mr. Dibble, we want you to come out here right away. Of course, you all sound like the whole house is falling flat down or something like that. So I come running.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Dibble, but... Oh, well, I'm terribly upset about this freezer thing.
Well, ain't nothing you can do about it tonight anyhow. Could just as well wait in the morning and see me. Well, of course, since I'm here, I might as well tell you. If you want your freezer in the kitchen, it's got to be all redesigned. That means ripping out the cupboards, changing the pipes, changing the wiring. The all-new kitchen. Now, if that's what you want to do, you're the boss.
Well, we'll talk it over and let you know in the morning, Mr. Devil. And thanks for coming out. Well, we're awfully sorry, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's the way... You're telling me...
Now, look, will you stop being so upset and listen to me? We'll get hold of Mr. Rogers when he gets back and see if he can't work the freezer into the kitchen the way it is.
How? As you said yourself, there's just so much space. And no matter how badly I want it in the kitchen, I'm not going to do any more ripping out and change. To begin with, we can't afford it. And it would be even longer before we get into the
house. Listen, maybe it could be sort of boxed in attractively, you know, with the top part making more workspace for you.
Then I'd have to clear everything off before I could even get into it. Besides, where are you going to put it? That's the problem.
Well, maybe we could put it at right angles to the wall. Then we'll kind of divide the kitchen, you know, into the kitchen part and the other part where we eat by the fireplace and all that.
No. Ah, dear. Maybe we can ask Mr. Rogers when he gets back, but I think that would look funny, dear, that way. Gee, I feel so badly about Mr. Dibble. It's true, you know. We do call him at all hours.
Yeah, I know. Funny, but I guess when you build a house, you do feel as though you're sort of living with the builder.
I know. I guess we have. We've seen him day and night for 6 months, practically.
Now, look, don't worry about the freezer. I'm sure Mr. Rogers will think of some very clever solution.
The only solution, dear, is to put it in the basement again. Oh, really? Do you remember how I came up the stairs that night and I said, when we build, the first thing I'm going to insist on is having the freezer in the kitchen.
Yeah,
remember?
I know.
I put that at the top of the list.
I know.